following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
How's it going, Refuge family? This is David with Friday, today's edition of Refuge Daily. Just want to quickly say that I had a lot of fun getting to hang out with you guys on Sunday night at our beach night. If you were there, you know how fun it was. We got to walk down as a church family down to the waters. We got to baptize some people, and I got to baptize some of my youth, some of my students from youth ministry, which is always such an incredible blessing. And I got to bring the word, and it was a privilege, and it's always humbling to be able to stand before you guys and bring the word. You know what? I felt such a deep sense of family, and that's what we desire Refuge to be for every single person that walks in here. We don't just want it to be a place where it's like, this is a place where the Bible is taught, which is good. Amen. We'll continue to teach the Bible. We trust in the Word of God, right? It has absolute authority, as we looked at this past week. But we want it to be more than just a place where you receive information. We want it to be a place where you get to interact with family. We want it to be a refuge, right? We want it to be a place where you come from home, or you leave your home and you go to a second home, in a sense. Here's a place where you're known. People know you. You know other people. And there's just family, right? Anyways, that was just a thought that came into my mind. What I wanted to do, a little bit different than what I usually do, because I usually will bring an encouragement and I will, bring something from the Word. I want to share with you guys kind of the vision of something that we have been doing in high school and junior high ministry. And so, like I said, I'm the high school pastor at Refuge. I also oversee junior high, where Pastor Noah is teaching. He's doing an amazing job, killing it. He has a son on the way, which is so exciting. I'm so excited for him and his wife. But we've been doing something differently. So in the past, on Sundays, we would always have a 9 o'clock service where we would teach the word. And then we'd have an 11 o'clock service where we teach the word. And at 9 o'clock, we'd do a combined service of junior high and high schoolers. And then at 11 o'clock, we would separate. We'd have a junior high service and a high school service. And there's been a thought in my mind for maybe a year and a half, 2 years, of going, man, I really want to get students plugged into serving at Refuge, like a lot. So just real quick, we have 4 goals in the youth ministry, and that is reach, connect, grow, and serve. Reach, connect, grow, and serve. We want our students reaching out to other students, modeling and really imitating Jesus, who's the ultimate reacher, right? Who reached out to us first. We want our group to be known by connection. We want people connecting, students connecting with their leaders, connecting with their friends, connecting with people who don't believe in God and inviting them in. And we want them connecting with one another, right? We want them growing in their faith as we sit down and we read the Bible together and discuss it and ask questions about it, have open discussion of what it looks like to follow Jesus. And we want them serving, right? A huge part of owning their faith and even growing in their faith and growing in their understanding of who Jesus is and who they are. A lot of that is really realized in service, in serving God, in serving the local body. And so as I've been thinking for the past couple of years, I'm like, you know what? I feel like we're reaching out. I feel like we're doing that. We could always be better in these areas, but I feel like we're reaching out. I feel like we're connecting well. I feel like we're growing. But man, I don't feel like we're hitting this goal of serving that well. And so I've been kind of thinking and praying through, like, well, what are ways we can get kids involved? And so I believe it's been about a month now. We changed the way we're kind of doing, youth service on Sundays. And so what we're doing is we are offering a youth service, junior high and high school, separate services at 9 o'clock in the morning. At 11 o'clock in the morning, we are not offering a teaching at all for youth. This is a change. This is different. We haven't done this before. We just started doing this a month ago. But here's the reason why we're not offering a teaching service. Because one of our goals is service, we wanted to create a spot every single week where students could come and own their faith by serving at their church, at Refuge. And so what we do is we have kids that stay, they listen to the study at 9 o'clock, they get fed. We all sit under the Word of God together. And then some of them actually are staying from 9 o'clock, and around 10:45, they come back into the youth room, the high school room, the junior highers and high schoolers that stay, and we pray together as a family. And then we all get to go walk over to the children's ministry where we start serving as a youth group and get to serve in children's ministry. And it has been such a blessing. It has been so awesome. And I've seen students get so excited that, man, I get to serve. And some of them are even out of their comfort zones, like, I don't know if I could do that, or this is kind of hard, this is kind of difficult, or what if I mess up? And it's like, man, this is all part of growth. This whole thing right here is discipleship. This is awesome. And so I believe the Lord has been blessing it. We started out with, I think, maybe a group of 10 kids. And we've been, we might be around like 15 kids now, 10, 15 kids that are staying at 11 o'clock service, which is amazing. And it's a really good thing, you know, and I've talked to so many parents, maybe some of you that are even tuning in right now. And one of the biggest things that that you guys have been telling me or asking me, or that I've heard parents asking me over the years, after their son or daughter graduates high school, they always say, David, how can we get them plugged in at Refuge? How can we get them plugged into the young adults group? Or maybe they don't feel super connected to Refuge. And really those questions, and I thank you guys for asking me, they were an eye opener to me going, well, shoot, David, do we have the youth ministry structured in a way to where the youth is even plugged into Refuge at all? Or has it been so separate? Has it kind of been its own thing? And I think in the past, the way that I kind of was going about it, I kind of had things very separate. And so we did a hard pivot, you know, and it's like the thought is, if we have kids every single week and the opportunity is given to them every single week to serve at their church, Refuge, I think by the time they graduate high school, they're not going to be going, where do I fit in? Where's my church? It's like, well, they've been serving at their church for years. So more than it just being, I belong to this subset, this high school group, this high school family. This high school family now is serving alongside the Refuge family, serving alongside of adults and other people, and they are making connections outside of youth. And so that's the heart. That's the vision. And hopefully, I mean, you have kids that are graduating high school and they're like, man, my home church is here. So even though I'm leaving my high school community, I've already been serving the Refuge community. This is my home. And for even the people that don't stay local and the kids that go on and graduate and move out of state, man, the hope and prayer is that when they go and they get plugged into a church, they will not be able to divorce their faith from service. So instead of them just going and being an attender at a church, prayerfully, they're showing up and they're like, where can I get plugged in and serve and help out? I mean, we're in the book of Acts right now for youth, for high school, and people hear the gospel, they respond to the gospel, and then they serve Jesus. That's what they do. Nobody's on the sidelines. Everybody's doing something, you know, whether that's being incredibly hospitable to other people, it's like, but people are still doing things. And so I just wanted to kind of let you guys in. If you did not already know, we're calling it Sunday service that happens at 11 a.m. And it's just an opportunity for us to be active in our faith, own our faith, and really just to give God room to work through us and in us. And maybe to even during this time, me and the leaders can kind of see where the giftings lie and give them opportunities to grow in leadership and grow in these areas. And so I ask you guys, I'm asking you guys, Refuge family, if you would just pray with me that God would bless this, that he would multiply the students that are serving back here, and that he would grow the students that are coming and serving at 11 o'clock, that they would grow in their leadership. And by the time they graduate high school, we wouldn't just be graduating high schoolers, but we'd be graduating future leaders, future ministry leaders, future pastors or future missionaries, future people that will go into the workforce, but understand that their work, their career is merely the vehicle in which God has given them to preach the gospel and love on people. And so if you guys could just join with me whenever you think about it and just pray for the youth, the high schoolers, the junior hires, I feel like God is doing something awesome, doing something new, something fresh. And I just want to stand out of the way and allow God to do what he wants to do. So if you guys would just pray with me, that would be amazing. Refuge family, we love you. We thank you for who you guys are. And keep up the good work. And we'll see you next time.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door.